My brothers and sisters in Christ, over the past 3 weeks, we've been reading the Sermon on the Mount, and today we see that Jesus now has finished that sermon. It was a long sermon, 3 weeks. And Jesus comes down from the mountain, and the great crowds who have been listening to him now follow him. And we can see that the crowd is maybe stepping away as this leper approaches, because no one can touch him. And so Jesus is now showing that his teaching is effective. They all knew there was something powerful about his words, but now they're seeing that his words are effective in his touch. And so we see the power of the sacraments of the church, which Jesus gives to us through the apostles. He stretched out his hands, touched him, and made him clean. Not just saying things, but putting it into action immediately is what Jesus wants us to know, that he has the power to do, and we can participate in that power. His words are effective. What he says comes true. So when he says, "Blessed are those who are poor in spirit, theirs is the kingdom of heaven," that's what's going to happen. Those who are poor in spirit are indeed going to go to heaven. When he says, "Blessed are those who are merciful to others," it might not seem like it at first, but indeed they will have mercy shown to them. And blessed are the pure of heart, for they will see God. They will truly see God if they are pure of heart, etc. All of the words of Jesus then are effective. He shows it by this miracle. And so we shouldn't hesitate to believe. Abraham has a moment there as he thinks, well, my son that I conceived through another woman will be the one who brings about the great promise that God has given. He's laying down in front of on the ground there. He has a moment of thought. Can a 100-year-old man bring about a son? And he laughs on the ground there, even though he's prostrate, wondering if God could really do it, if God's word can really be effective. And so, but he believes. He believes. We have to give God that belief in our heart that he can actually bring about the effect that he has promised us. And so let's pray for that grace to allow Christ to be effective in our lives. Let his words be effective in our lives. He can truly bring about the miracles that we are looking for and that all that we are hoping for. Let's pray for that grace today, especially as we come and Jesus touches us in this Holy Eucharist, where we receive his body in the Holy Eucharist.